I think we need to make a distinction right from the get-go between this EMDR and hypnosis. And people under hypnosis are in a trance state where they're very suggestible. And sometimes it's hard for people in a hypnotic state to differentiate between what really happened versus something they just sort of made up on their own. There's this whole false memory syndrome,
right,
that people are concerned about. EMDR doesn't seem to have that kind of problem. As a matter of fact, I've even used EMDR to correct false memories. EMDR is a very it's a very natural healing process in the brain. And probably the best way to explain what happens is when we dream at night, our eyes dart back and forth. That's why it's called REM, or rapid eye movement sleep. And our brains are actually in a higher processing mode when we are asleep and dreaming than when we're awake.
You know, so if somebody were to open up one's eyelid, let's say, and just watch an eye while someone sleeps, it would be what, fluttering really fast?
It would be jerking around, jerking back and forth, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and that the idea there is that this real high processing that the brain is going through at the time causes the eyes to go through those shifting movements. The discovery of EMDR, which occurred as recent as the late 1980s, seems to suggest that you can take a fully awake person and have him or her move their eyes back and forth, and it actually puts their brain into a real high processing mode.
Now, Dr. Buckman, when you said you stumbled across this, what did you mean by that?
Well, I had been doing EMDR for a number of years, working primarily with people suffering from trauma, actually veterans at a VA hospital who had horrendous losses, painful losses. And we were getting real good results with the eye movement. And then I kind of started playing around with it and tried different variations on it. And I found that once I began using one of these variations, when patients close their eyes, which is another thing I do differently when I do eye movement, it's not taught that way. I always have patients close their eyes after I give them a set of these eye movements. It started where, my first patient closed his eyes and he had suffered this tremendous loss, and then all of a sudden a smile came over his face. And he opened his eyes and told me that he had connected with this deceased person he was grieving and that he felt absolutely wonderful. Well, when he told me that, I had no idea what he was talking about. This ADC phenomenon and NDEs is not taught in mainstream graduate
school. No, not at all.
The country. So I knew something about NDEs. And I had read, Raymond Moody's books and so on and so forth, and many of my patients reported near-death experiences over the years. I'd probably talked to, many hundreds of people that had the near-death experiences. So when my patients started reporting these ADC experiences during eye movement, the only thing I could relate that to was the near-death experience, because a lot of the components of their experience were exactly the same as the NDE experience. My patients frequently went through tunnels and towards the light,
mm-hmm,
and saw rich and beautiful landscapes and gardens that radiated and all this kind of stuff. And I could go on about that comparison, but the only thing I could relate it to was the near-death experience. And I thought, well, wasn't that odd? These people who were very healthy and not anywhere close to death were reporting essentially these same elements.
Did they all report glorious things? Did any of them report, seeing some evil spirits or things that harmed them or scared them?
No. And that's maybe the only difference, or maybe one of two differences between these induced ADCs and near-death experiences, is I have heard that many NDEs are very negative, frightening experiences.
Right.
All of our ADCs have been positive. Every last one out of the 3,000 or 4,000 we've done at this point, every last one has been positive.
Well, that's got to tell you something about this, then.
Yeah.